B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody.
What's today?
What's today?
Is this Thursday?
Wake up! Wake up!
Don't make me get violent early in the morning.
Man up and deal with it.
Also, it is Thursday.
This show is
more fun
in the morning.
So, let's go have some fun.
We like to have fun.
We're entertainers. That's what we do.
Okay, the show's about to start. Let's get ready.
Let's start the show.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 5:41 today is Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I need to be reminded what day it is.
Do you know the number?
The 26th?
It's March 26th. That's right.
Wow. It's March?
It's still March.
Wow. And I thought January was a long month. Who'd ever thought March is longer than January?
It's a weird one. Yep, it wins.
And it just goes on and on. So last night, the three of us did Zoom. See, we're all learning all this cool new technology, and Brian was on it before I was.
Yes. Well, he's on it.
He's a kind of techie, geeky guy.
Thank you. Which
is great for us. It's a compliment. It's a compliment.
I know.
So, Brian got us on Zoom last night.
Mm-hmm.
About 7-ish?
Yes.
Yeah. It was so funny to see the three of our lives at home at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's true. Permission to describe.
Sure.
Yeah, okay,
absolutely.
Brian, I could barely hear him because I heard, I think, Lila in the background.
Lila and Sam.
And Sam both.
Yeah, they were running around.
It's like,
we had just finished dinner.
Oh, you want quiet?
Yeah. Okay. There's no quiet in my house.
It was insane.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
My house, my girls, I keep calling them teenagers. They're in their 20s, but they might as well be teenagers now. They've reversed.
Right.
Yeah.
For at least 10 years. We're playing video games, and not just any video game. They're excited they got GTA.
What's GTA?
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh yeah. Wow.
That's rated R.
Oh, yeah.
In a very explicit way.
I hope you told them what I told you.
I can't say it on the radio.
Oh.
I did. They
really?
Chuckled.
Okay, good.
Whatever you said, they chuckled, Brian. So we have that going on. Let's cut to the Falcones.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There she is on what appears to be your living room.
My fainting couch.
Your fainting couch, yeah.
It's getting a lot of work these days.
I didn't see or hear Lucy anywhere.
No.
But what I did see was your husband, Dave, strumming his guitar.
Yep.
Yeah. You just chilling, and Dave having a nice little cocktail.
An old fashioned.
I was a little jealous.
Drinking an old fashioned and playing his Fender. Is that what it is? Or what? I don't know what the heck it is.
You can just say guitar.
I don't know. Guitar. It's electric.
Yeah.
I bought it for him.
Very soothing. So was it happy hour at the house, or was that just a typical night? Just caught late?
It's happy hour and a typical night.
Yes.
Well, that's a typical night. Yeah. I'll be there on the couch and watching the news on my computer. Dave will be playing his guitar and having an old-fashioned. Maybe I'll have a glass of wine. And Lucy is in the back room. But the door
searching
closed.
Searching for chocolate.
Stealing
some chocolate and singing opera.
Oh, she is.
She likes to watch Phantom of the Opera and sing.
That's great.
So it's nice. Yeah, it's actually pretty. I win.
That explains the drinking. But anyway.
No kidding. Those high notes.
Yeah,
you know, I was enjoying a nice beer last night.
Yeah.
I told you this, LBF. So I stopped by my favorite liquor store.
This is amazing.
Pops in Easton.
Yeah.
And I went in. A couple weeks ago, I had said, hey, can you get this beer for me? So I went into the cooler, and there was a 12-pack of it. So I'm like, I grabbed that one, and I looked for another one. I'm like, I'd like to get, you know, maybe a case, just in case.
Yeah. Just in case.
I didn't see another one. Yeah, just in case case. So I went up to the register, and I put down the 12-pack. The guy that I know there all the time goes, oh, hang on. Pulls out another 12-pack from behind the register. He said, we had one waiting for you.
Oh, my
God.
I'm
like, you know what? That's never happened to me.
Wow.
I'm jealous.
I find that hard to believe.
It hasn't.
Well, that's, you know, it's like the old adage. You should know a good electrician, a good plumber,
and a good
packy guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's your packy guy.
You guys are the best.
Well, good. All right. Anyway, show goes on. We're here. All good. The weather today looks like it's going to be about 50. That's nice. A little sun would help, wouldn't it? And this guy had a birthday yesterday. Turned 73.
Oh.
The Rocket Man. Elton John. It's almost like you missed traffic.
No.
A little bit.
it's normal and to have just, it.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe yeah.
You know, not for us, but I mean for, you know, later in the day.
Right.
We don't miss it. But maybe there are people out there that do.
It's just eerie.
Mm.
makes you feel weird.
I know. It's so. Jeez. I'm just watching them go by in 93.
Yep.
You might as well be 2 in the morning. Crazy. All right. So, hey, we're still giving away cash, guys. That's normal. $500 song of the day is Steve Perry. Oh, Sherry. Right? Sherry Perry. So we're going to play that in the 2 o'clock
hour.
You love
hour. A rhyme, don't you?
You know you do. You'll remember it now, won't you?
I will.
Yes.
No, I really won't.
You will. I'll make you. All right, Steve Perry, Oh Sherry, 2 o'clock hour. It's worth $500 to caller 15.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. Cool things are brought to you by Big Y World Class Market. Take a night off from cooking with Big Y's ready-to-heat and eat seafood meals. Enjoy a freshly made restaurant quality meal and spend more time with your family only at Big Y. Okay, Elbia.
Okay, don't take these cancellations lying down. We have some fathers and daughters who decided to throw their own parties up in New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay, good news. Brian?
I've got some Berkeley college students that aren't just sitting around playing video games. They made something pretty, pretty cool.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You're going to like this. And I'm going to tell you why tonight, please don't shower. Don't
okay.
shower. Take a bath.
A bath?
Take a bath.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. It's really good for you. Coming up. All right, I'll be up.
All right, so a lot of things have been canceled, you know, graduations, proms, all the stuff. But father-daughter dances, they have been canceled. And that's bumming little girls and dads out.
Yeah.
And so a bunch of dads and daughters up in New Hampshire decided to not take the cancellations lying down. And they created their own father-daughter dances in their living rooms and then put it up on social media. It was really cute. Here's one of the dads talking about it right here.
Okay.
The girls were so excited when we put it together, just them being able to get dressed up. I think they were more excited about that than even going out somewhere.
She had her dress. I had my suit. We got dressed up, and we had a great time.
See, so there you go. It's
where,
like...
Nice.
Where in New Hampshire do we... Do
Wyndham.
Wyndham.
Yes.
Nice.
So, yeah, I just think it's like, you know, it's an idea that people can, like, instead of just being, like, bummed out about the cancellation...
Oh, it's canceled.
Just have it in your own house. Videotape it. Then it happened.
Especially after the news yesterday, schools are closed till May 4th. That's in Massachusetts, I'm not sure.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes, exactly.
May be with us. Yeah.
What day is May 4th?
That's the Monday, I believe.
It's a Monday?
That's the Monday. They could go back, possibly.
Potentially.
Yeah.
We don't know about Wyndham, but there you have it.
Yeah, so
right.
Anyway.
LBF, thank you. And Brian?
All right, so, you know, Berkeley, the music, you know, music school over there.
Berkeley School of Music, yeah.
Yeah.
Those people are pretty talented.
Yeah.
Well, they've shifted to online learning and stuff. And so a senior, Shelby Rassler, she's a major in composition. She got together 74 of her peers, some students and alumni, by virtual orchestra. They all kind of hooked up. And they performed kind of a classic song.
Mm-hmm.
You like some Burt Bacharach, right?
I do.
Check out What the World Needs Now.
There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine.
Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
I'm going to post the entire video at WROR.com because it's impressive. They have they're all in their little boxes.
You got
to
see
74 people. The cello section over here, all in their own little.
That's
awesome. Really cool.
It's really impressive.
So great.
So well done.
There was an accordion in there.
Yeah.
Like three cellos.
And it still sounded good.
That's so great. One of my favorite songs.
There it is.
Really good.
Burt Bacharach. Why?
And Jackie DeShannon, the OG.
Yeah, the OG. Oh, boy. Oh, Jackie DeShannon. OG.
It's a good song to stroll to.
OG is right. Okay. Oh, gee. You're going to like this.
Yes.
I think you will. New study says taking a bath isn't just relaxing. It's good for the ticker. Ending your day with a hot bath might have more benefits other than relaxing. It could lower your risk of heart disease and stroke, a new study says.
Really?
Yep. They published it Tuesday, and they found that a daily hot bath is also associated with 28% lower risk of heart disease, 26% lower risk of stroke, because taking a bath is associated with lowering your blood pressure.
Calgon, take me away.
It's also associated with fatal attraction, but that's a whole different story.
I mean, your brain, lady.
Would you like to hear more?
Sure.
Okay. They did this test with 61,000 adults in Japan for 20 years. That's a lot. They found that frequent tub bathing was significantly associated with lower risk of hypertension, suggesting the benefit effect of tub bathing is also reduce your risk of developing hypertension if you don't have it.
Do you have a nice bathtub?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a jacuzzi.
Oh, of course it is.
My wife won't do it.
Really?
Carolyn,
why?
Well, she doesn't like baths. She thinks it's just a waste of time.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, I can't remember the last time I took a bath in my house.
The last time she did.
Yeah.
No, I love it. Are you kidding?
I can just picture you.
No, you can't.
In a jacuzzi with, like, you know, a cigar
yes.
and an old-fashioned.
Oh, yeah.
I'm relaxing. Yeah. I'm lowering my heart rate.
Yeah, exactly. I like it.
Yeah. Man, you paint a beautiful
picture.
Not the word I was thinking of.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Oh, I don't know about you guys, but as soon as I walk in the door, Carolyn says, wash your hands, take off your shoes.
Yeah.
It's like, and we went out, picked up some takeout, wash your hands. I didn't touch anything.
What are you,
I know.
Five? I mean, what are you like? No, it doesn't matter. You just do it as a...
But that's what I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm five again with my mother telling me to keep washing my hands.
Right.
I don't mind washing my hands. Just don't tell me.
Yeah, people need to be told.
Well, I've got just the remedy for that.
Okay.
Be careful, because when I play this song, it's going to be in your head for a very long time.
Okay.
All right? Every time you hear it, you won't stop singing to yourself. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm looking for it. Okay, here it is. This song, I'm just telling you, if you're listening, it's going to be in your head.
Okay.
So I'll give you 2 seconds to turn the radio down.
Why would you tell people to turn the radio
because
down?
Because they never do.
Oh, okay.
It's a radio trick.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
whenever you tell them to turn, they're like, I'm not going to turn it off now.
God, it's so great to have a pro in the room.
See, that's it. Here it is right now. 1, 2. Okay, good. If you're gone, bye.
Wash your hands, do 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 do. Wash your hands, do 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 do. Wash your hands, do 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 do. Wash your hands. Grab some soap, do 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 do. Grab some soap, do 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 do. Grab some soap, do 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 do. Grab some soap.
Yeah.
Rub your hands, do 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 do. Rub your hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just when you thought getting locked into your house with your kids couldn't get worse.
Yeah, but hey. Now that's in your head.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a company that is taking advantage of the situation in a big way. Would you like to hear how advantageous this has become for one company out there?
It's the fragrance that announces there are no viruses on my hands.
Oh, Tempurel.
That distinct bouquet of aloe and rubbing alcohol.
Oh, Tempurel.
For when you want to say, I didn't have time to wash my hands, so I just squirted some of this goop on them. Just one pump and rub briskly in your hands until dry. If you're getting closer than 6 feet, you want to smell antiseptic. Eau de Purell. Yeah. Not available anywhere because everyone's run out.
Oh, God. Is that Eau de Purell?
Yes, that's my favorite smell now.
Did you take a bath and then take some Eau de Purell?
Now you're making it weird.
Now I'm going to have to call HR. Thanks, Bob.
I think you got their number, Brian. You've got their number. All right, some fun. Lighten it up. All right, LBF, what's coming on in the dirty laundry bin?
Okay, well, coronavirus is actually causing stars to reveal very private things. I'll tell you.
They're going crazy.
Yeah.
They just are starving for attention.
Well, no, this one's actually a little different. Okay. It's like it's the secrets that they're trying to hide.
All right.
Now front and center.
All right, LBF, do you remember that time I told you who the 80s song of the day was and what it was?
Yes, I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's Journey. No, Steve Perry?
It's Steve Perry.
Yeah.
It rhymed, remember?
Rhymes with Perry.
No, yeah, but it's his solo, this is... Yeah, okay. That's Steve Perry.
Yeah.
Sherry,
that's good.
Yes,
yeah. See, I knew if you rhyme, if I rhyme, you would know.
Yeah,
that worked like a charm.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Listen, I didn't know it was a solo thing.
I'm not going to ask her what time.
Just ask me anything about Burt Bacharach. Okay,
not your 80s artist of the day, although he is 80.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, you meant the decade, not the artist.
No, no. Okay, Steve Perry, Sherry. 2 o'clock, 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And today, some clouds and a high near 50. That's nice. It's a kind of a slow climb into the 50s. Tomorrow, though, it's going to be nice. How about this? Sunny and 57 degrees. That'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
Now, make sure you're drinking lots of water. Water. I'm seeing a lot of studies that say you should be drinking more than you normally would. Take your weight, divide it in half, and drink that many ounces of water a day.
This involves a scale and math. Thank you.
Take your weight, divide it by two.
Okay.
Drink that many ounces in water.
Okay.
So I'm going to be drinking like 110 ounces today.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I haven't been on a scale. It could be one. You're probably asking yourself, what are the celebrities doing? I need to know. Right? Yes. Right about now?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right, LBF, dirty laundry.
Coronavirus is forcing celebrities to reveal some personal things about themselves.
Okay.
And the big one is they're revealing their natural hair color.
Oh, yes. You're loving that.
Kevin Hart is embracing his gray hair.
Yes, hair?
Yeah.
He's young.
It happens.
I guess.
I mean, Kyle Richards from Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. She's doing her own roots now for the first time since she was 25. Wow. This is what's happening. Dang. Teddy Mellencamp from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she issued a hashtag hot mess root and nail challenge to address folks who can't get their nails or their hair done. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a major problem, by the way, because even celebrities, hairdressers are not coming out. There's, a stay-at-home order in California, so they're hurting.
Oh, yeah.
This is what really cracked me up, because I really think that Pink is my favorite human being in the world because she decided to get drunk and cut her hair. You want to hear what that sounds like?
I love that.
Ready?
Yeah, we love Pink.
I don't know how much you guys have been drinking.
Oh, my God.
But I've decided to make it a sport.
Oh, boy.
And when I drink, I get really, really brilliant ideas.
Oh, boy.
And last night, I got an idea. I can cut hair. I can totally cut hair. Why have I been paying people all this time?
What's she doing?
She messed up her hair
tonight.
Bad bangs.
Bad all around.
Stay home. No. Cut your own hair. Screw it.
Okay. You know she's my favorite human.
I seriously think she's just amazing.
Wow.
Let's
take a look at that. Go ahead.
I wanted to mention that a lot of celebrities are doing things with their kids and then posting it online. Gisele Bündchen sang Bruno Mars with her kids. You want to hear a little bit of that?
I'd love it.
Okay.
You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know
it's
when
sweet.
I need I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there.
I don't know where she is, but she's got a lot of vegetation. It's on her Instagram. She's not in Boston.
In Costa Rica?
She's probably in
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Can I go back to pink for a second?
Sure.
I just saw the... Is
saw the haircut?
Yeah. Is that the haircut? With the, she's brunette, and it's butched.
Yeah, like, she messed up.
She butchered it.
She messed up.
Holy cow. Does it look like pink?
Well, that's what happens when you cut your hair when you're drunk.
So she's not a real blonde? Oh, no. Mine shattered.
Her hair isn't really naturally pink.
No,
yes,
I know that.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Why do they call her pink?
I have some sad news, and it bums me out, because the top chef, Floyd Cardoz from New York City.
He's from India, isn't he?
Yeah, originally from India. Yeah. Two restaurants in Manhattan. Died from coronavirus. He was in late 50s.
59.
He was in India. He came home. He didn't feel well. He went to the hospital, and he succumbed to it. And I just, it's
59.
Like
59.
Yeah, stinks. Really, really sad.
Yeah.
And Prince Charles is still in isolation. I'm a little bit nervous about him.
He said he's okay. I mean, he's, you know,
yeah,
not as terrible condition that he has to be hospitalized. So that's good.
Do they even go to the hospital, the Royals?
I think doctors go to
them. Yeah, they go to them.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to see.
With a little bag and a monocle.
Oh, my God. It's the Fotties.
Yeah. It's the and a monocle.
Let me check out that, Prince Charles.
Yeah, so that is the update. I'd rather talk about celebrities butchering their hair.
No,
thank
that
you
was,
very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
I want to hear the 40s guy tell 40s doctor. It would be his,
oh my God!
This little black guy.
Hey, I'll get you some laudanum.
Wait a minute. No, doctor, it's not that. It's my lumbago. That's what can you do for my lumbago?
I don't know what to do with you.
No.
Your lumbago's the least of your problems.
Be surprised. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know, one of the things that is making our stay-at-home experience here difficult is the repetition in dinners and finding things to cook in the pantry. Maybe you're tired of it. So we've encouraged, if you have a few extra bucks and you're tired of cooking, to, you know, go to your local restaurants, go online, see if they're open to do takeout.
Yes,
okay?
Exactly.
At the very least. We had some nice Mexican last night. Brian, you had Chinese, right?
Yeah.
You and the fam?
Chengdu and Mansfield.
So if you can afford it, if you got a few extra bucks, you can do takeout. You help these people, you know, survive.
And they're taking precautions, too. Like last night, you had to put on a glove to sign the bill, right?
Yeah, they actually had a box of disposable gloves you use to, you know, hand your card over and sign the check. But they're doing everything they can to make you comfortable and, of course, their staff. So we're going to talk, coming up in just a couple of minutes, too, a gentleman who's managing a awesome restaurant, Eddie V's in Burlington, David Greekwood, is going to call in. Just let us know how restaurants are doing in this, just to survive.
Yeah, and
What we can do to help. So I look forward to talking to David Greekwood. You don't want to miss that.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Hey, joining us this morning from Eddie V's in Burlington is David Greekwood. He's the managing partner of Eddie V's, and I gotta just admit, full disclosure, I haven't been there yet, but Eddie, seeing your menu,
Dave,
I'm going to Eddie's. Morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on.
The Eddie V's. Man cannot live by music, wine, and fine dining alone, but it's worth exploring.
Here's to living it up.
Oh, man. So, David, Eddie V's is in Burlington at the market, right?
Actually, we're on South Avenue, just kind of right next door to the market. Yep.
Across from the Burlington Mall.
Exactly.
How long have you guys been there?
So we just opened in August, so we haven't even come up on a full year yet. So this is the timing of this whole virus thing has been pretty tough on us and our team. But
David, how was it before? How are you guys doing?
Well, you know, we're fighting a good fight, Bob. This is a tough thing. I mean, a lot of industries obviously have been affected by this, and I would say the restaurant industry in particular has been especially challenged, right, with this. And you know, it's been tough on our team members and on the management team, but we are more fortunate, I would say, than most. We fall under the Darden umbrella, and Darden has just recently implemented an emergency pay program that's going to provide 3 weeks of pay to our hourly team members in the restaurants. And that's thousands of people, man. So,
wow.
You know, we're really proud of that. And then we also have, you know, emergency paid sick leave benefits for our team as well. And again, that's something that, you know, unfortunately, not a lot of restaurants are able to do for their team members. So we're really proud of that. We can't wait for this thing to be over.
Right.
You know, I was saying we're people, and we want to get back with the people. And having these restaurants empty is really tough on us.
Sounds like a great company. If you don't want to eat there, you should probably work there when this is all over.
Yeah.
So you are really wanting people to come and get takeout, right?
Yeah. So, you know, we're offering this takeout and also delivery service now.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was mentioning to Brian earlier, but, you know, a big part of our business has always been, for instance, special occasions, right? Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to provide some form of normalcy through this. Mm-hmm. This craziness, and you know, if we can deliver a nice, you know, a surprise birthday dinner to someone's wife and make their day a little better, you know, a lot of people are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries through this stuff, and you know, obviously they can't go to their favorite restaurant.
Might I mention a few items on the menu?
Please
okay.
Do.
Oh my God,
Bob's the hungriest radio host in Boston.
Hey Brian, you know, I just want
David to know.
I'm learning to live with it. All right,
I like it.
Swordfish from Block Island, scallops from George Bank, yellowfin tuna from the Caribbean. And I think LBF already mentioned lobster tacos. Did you mention that?
I did. You
lobster
know what's a good idea?
Tacos.
If you like, a lot of people get takeout and they're like the, you know, sort of casual. But you know, I think people are really craving like that sort of nice experience with great food. So like a date night, go and have Eddie V's deliver, get dressed up, pretend your dining room is Eddie V's, and have like a real like meal. It's like a little special occasion during, and the thing too is the people, you know, all these restaurants, they closed, they did it without complaint, and by doing that, they're saved lives, and we have to save the restaurants.
These guys, I 100% agree. Yeah. You can't cook every night. So, Dave, now for your staff, what are your hours now? What have you reduced it to? How many employees do you have to handle this takeout now?
So, as of right now, thank you for asking, Bob. Yeah, as of right now, we actually increased our hours a little bit. So, we're now open for lunch. We're delivering and we're doing takeout from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. And as far as our team right now, you know, the management team is holding down the takeout business right now. You know, we're hoping to get our doors back open, obviously, as soon as possible. And we are doing some things to try to take care of our team during this interim. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just us. And, you know, and so far, so good. The business is built. And, you know, the good news is we'll be still be standing when this whole thing, you know, comes to fruition.
Oh, people are going to be knocking the door down to get out of the house and have
get
some
those lobster tacos.
Get those lobster
tacos. Count me in.
Oh, did I mention nice steaks as well? So it's at Eddie V's. So we're doing this thing, Dave, that we want to let you know about. It's called Operation Gift Card. So do you folks have gift cards available online?
100%, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Brian will send you the link, but any restaurant or business that's open can go to WROR.com and just sign up. It takes 2 seconds to sign up for Operation Gift Card. Now, as a listener, you take a look at those. You can use those gift cards now or later, right?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
For you,
takeout or delivery, or you can use them later on when we get back opened up. Sure.
So just one more time. Do you deliver the lobster tacos? I don't think I heard clearly.
Well, I would tell you that. Obviously, we've limited the takeout menu a little bit here, and the lobster tacos aren't currently on there, but for you, Bob, I'm absolutely going to deliver them.
No, I'll drive up. My mother-in-law's in Woburn. That's, give me a reason to go see Bev.
Oh, my God. You're shameless.
Yes. Yeah. All right, David Greekwood, thank you for joining us. He's the managing partner of Eddie V's in Burlington. You know, it stinks that you just opened, you got things rolling in August, and then, of course, this unpredictable event happens, but I like your style. I like what you guys are doing there. I think you're going to be
Thank you, Bob, very much. I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me on. And, yeah, we're going to be stronger for this and, you know, just the community as a whole. And we're still very excited to be a part of that community. So thank you again for having me on.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
and you can
Dave.
Check out the website. But, again, he's going to sign up at OperationGiftCardWROR.com. Thank you. We will be seeing you soon, my friend.
I miss bartenders.
Right. I know. Okay. Thank you, David.
Yeah,
okay.
Miss you, I'm sure.
Okay, I miss you.
We'll see you guys.
Put on a Zoom call with your bartender.
Hey, let's do this, guys. Wow, we just talked to David. He's great. Let's if you're a business and you want to get the word out, just call us. Okay?
Okay.
888-410-1057. Say, hey, we're open. And it doesn't have to be a restaurant. Any business that you're opening and you want folks to know, call us.
Yeah, we heard from those great folks up at the music store up in North Reading yesterday.
Yeah, the music lessons. They're virtual now. Online. So if you're doing virtual things, let us know.
So if you're a business and you need customers, you know, to whatever, stop by or get stuff, order, and you want to let us know, get the word out, we're going to give away some free time, so to speak, in radio. And that's valuable. So if you're a business and you're open, just say, hey, we're open. Let people know and we'll give you a free shout out.
Cool.
How about that?
That's so nice, Bob.
Casey Kasem never did that.
No, he
didn't. No, we did not. Long distance dedication.
No.
No, we're short.
One trick pony.
Yeah. We're short distance dedication. Hey, we're open.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. That was great.
Yeah.
Talking to David Greekwood, managing partner at Eddie V's in Burlington. So a lot of restaurants are open, but probably not right now in the morning, so they're not able to call and give us a shout-out. But we want to hear from businesses that are open like now, you know, or during the day. Give you a free shout-out. Just say, hey, we're open. Phone number is 888-410-1057. We're hearing from a lot of people. It's great.
It is great.
They're just that wanting to get the word out that they are open, they need business, and they want to be, you know, helpful for whatever your needs are.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So
learning a lot.
It's amazing. It's awesome. So just give us a call, 888-410-1057, to say, hey, we're open. Give us the name of your business. We'll give you a shout-out coming up. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF. And Brian, you know, we were talking yesterday after the show. What can we do to, you know, support the community in any way possible?
Right.
So we thought, well, we have a pretty big radio station. What do we do?
And we're the only ones here.
I know.
We're the only ones here.
We want to talk to more people.
We can talk to more people. Yeah. And why don't we talk to folks who are up every day out opening their business?
Yeah.
And they're open for business in these incredibly insane times.
I know.
So we thought, well, how about if we do a segment? We'll just call it, Hey, We're Open.
Cool.
So if you're a business and you're open for business, you could be a donut shop, coffee shop, mom, pop, whatever that's open.
I love how you go straight to donut shop.
It can't all be about...
like, first thing.
Well, he has a type, okay?
Well, look, who's open in the
morning? It could be a donut shop or a cupcake shop or maybe, I don't know.
Donuts and cupcakes?
A chocolate shop?
Yeah, well, you know, they need help, too.
A potato chip shop
that also has donuts.
Wait a minute, there's a potato chip shop? No. All right, so anybody that's open. And see how that turned on me just
yes,
like that?
Does.
I'm just trying to get
don't
the word
out. Don't turn your
up.
Back on us. We're like
oh
the
my
ocean.
God. Okay. So if you're open for business, I know it's early, so a lot of places are just opening. But if you are, give us a call, 888-410-1057. Just tell us we're open for business. We'll give you a shout-out. We're going to start with Kim. You open?
I am open for business.
Go ahead. Shout it out. Give us your business.
Boston North Realty, located in Danvers. And I'm talking to a lot of my colleagues. Everybody's very busy. We can do virtual showings. We can do reports for you.
The name of the business again?
Boston North Realty.
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
We're open for business. Thank you, Kim.
Oh, yes. thank you.
Bye, Kim. See you soon.
Nice to hear your voice.
Oh,
thanks,
you're sweet.
Guys.
You can
thank
tune
you.
In anytime. Okay. Bye.
Good luck.
All right. So, Robin from Sears yes. Auto Center. You're open for business?
Oh, yes, we are.
Let's hear it. Where are you?
We're in Marlboro, Massachusetts at the Solomon Pond Mall, and we are open for oil changes, alignments, tires,
That's what I want to hear.
Your needs.
That's great.
Yeah, you need these things.
I go to Sears a lot for that. They're the best.
All right.
You can walk around the shop instead of just sitting, you know. It's nice. You can eat,
I know.
Have lunch.
I know. The main store is still open, too.
There
really?
Is.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Robin. We'll get it out for
you. You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day and stay safe.
You too.
Okay, we have Michael. Michael, you open for business?
Good morning. Yes, we are, sir.
What's your business?
This is Auto Fair Ford and Subaru in Haverhill, Mass., and we also have four locations in Manchester, New Hampshire.
That's right.
Wow.
I'm familiar with you guys.
Okay.
I bought an Explorer from Auto Fair in Manchester years ago. Great people.
Great to hear.
Glad to hear you're open.
So I've been listening to your radio station for years, guys.
Oh, great.
That's great. All right, Michael. Open for business.
Every morning, you're on the radio, and I just heard what you announced.
Yep.
And we're open for business, and we even have a concierge service. So if somebody wants to service their vehicle and they're a little uneasy about coming out, we'll go to their residence or their place of employment and bring their car back and forth for them.
That's terrific.
All right, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Auto Fair is open.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Thanks for listening. All right, Nancy at Paul's Auto Body. You guys are open for business. Where are you?
We are in Quincy, 384 Center Street, across from Crown Colony Office Park.
Oh, okay. I know that place. I know exactly where you guys are.
Yeah, these are the things you're wondering about. Are auto bodies.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Good to know.
Nancy.
Well, thank you.
The office is closed, but the shop is up and running. So
all right.
Come by if you need us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Bye, Nancy.
Thank you.
Okay, Michael, give your business a shout out.
Hi. Good morning. It's D&D Mulch and Rainham. We are a materials shop. We supply stone mulch while all you people are at home and not able to work. You can we can deliver products to your yard, and you can work around the yard.
Yeah, that's great timing.
That's terrific.
That's great timing.
It is.
It's mulch season,
right? Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, that's right. I
didn't
even think about that. That's a good idea.
We're pretty close to mulch season.
We are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Spruce it up. All right.
A little early because it's such a light winter.
Yeah.
But we're open because of that, and we can supply you with anything you need.
That's great.
Usually same day delivery as well.
He knows how to do it.
I know.
What's a load of mulch going for these days?
Oh, boy.
Well, it starts about $127.50. Three yards is a free delivery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That would be for pine or black.
Yeah.
And it goes up from there.
Nice.
We have ace hemlock, reds.
Oh, awesome.
All kinds of stones, sand if you're going to make your own.
D&D
you do your own patio, stone dust.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
All right,
can I
cool.
get my number?
No, to Mike.
Bye-bye.
Google it.
D&D.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No one's going to write it down.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, hands-free, okay. hands-free.
That's fine. I appreciate the plug.
No, you're welcome. Now, we just can't do numbers because people are just not going to write them down. You Google it. D&D. Okay. LBF, Dirty Laundry.
Pink got drunk and did this.
Huh?
Pink got drunk and did this.
No,
and she's warning you not to.
Yeah, she's not so pink anymore.
And a shout out also to my cousin Marianne, who dropped off a grocery list of my mom's over at my mom's place. So thanks for dropping off groceries to my mom.
Nice.
Cousin Marianne.
She's open for business.
Yep, she's open.
Right. I'm taking this call right here. Okay. Lorraine, you open for business?
Good morning. I am. I own Weymouth Lobster Pound in Weymouth, Massachusetts.
What?
Yeah. I'll make you a lobster taco.
I told you I was taking this call.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. I'll make you a lobster taco.
All
right. So you are
awesome. Yet, we're open. Come on in. We have lobster roll for $12.99 each.
And that's Lobster Pound in Weymouth.
Yes, Weymouth.
We're in Weymouth.
We're inside Previty's Marketplace, and that's a big butcher shop, so they've got tons of meats available. It's 1350 Washington Street in Weymouth.
All right, awesome.
We're open until 6.
That's great. I'll make you a lobster taco. Hey, thank you so much, Lorraine. That's
great. Hey, you guys, thanks for doing what you do.
Yeah, we're going to do this all morning because there's a lot of folks who want to get the word out just like that. Great. Thank you, Lorraine. Okay, 888-410-1057. Just tell us we're open. We're going to let people know. You get a free plug right here.
I want a lobster roll.
Power
so
of radio.
Right now.
Lobster taco. Doesn't sound that bad.
Oh, yum.
DoorDash.
I know.
All righty. Let's get LBF's Dirty Laundry in, and we're going to get back to more calls because we've had a great response for businesses
that are open.
Yep. All right, we'll get you shouted out in a minute. Okay, what's going on with Dirty Laundry?
Okay, what pop star is secretly Venmoing people who are out of work from due to the coronavirus?
Kind of, it's not much of a secret if you're telling
us. I'm going to tell. But first, I'm going to tell you what not to do when you're self-isolating. Actually, Pink is going to tell you what not to do. Here's what she did when she was drinking the other night.
I don't know how much you guys have been drinking, but I've decided to make it a sport.
Oh, my God.
And when I drink, I get really, really brilliant ideas. And last night, I got an idea. I can cut hair. I can totally cut hair. Why have I been paying people all this time? Look what I did.
Look what I did.
I might try to fix it tonight.
Oh, boy.
Stay safe. Stay home. Cut your own hair. Screw it.
I like her even more.
She shaved the side of her head and really, went for like a number one instead of a five or whatever the thing is on the, I don't know. Anyway, this is happening a lot with people, you know, especially celebrities, because salons are not open and people are not making house calls because they're self-isolating.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to find out what people really look like Kevin Hart, going gray, had no idea.
I had no idea.
He was just fermenting it for a long time.
So barbershops, we're doing this thing here today. Hey, we're open. But barbershops and salons can't be open.
No, I don't think they can be open. Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know if people are freelancing
doing?
It. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Well, what we're going to do is what probably Kyle Richards did from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's doing her own roots, something she hasn't done since she was 25. I'm going to have to do that.
Mm.
I'm going to have to get that done.
Or go the Kevin Hart route.
Oh, no. And Teddy Mellencamp has issued the hashtag Hot Mess Root Nail Challenge to address folks who can't get their nails or their hair done. This is a byproduct of this whole thing. That's
two more weeks.
Real interesting to look look like. Okay, so the celebrity who is pop star who's secretly Venmoing people who are out of work.
Yes,
I can't believe it, but it's Ariana Grande.
I never would have guessed.
I know. And Taylor Swift sent somebody $3,000, a fan, who made a post on Tumblr saying she was worried about her living situation in New York City because she couldn't work. And the message said, with the $3,000 check, you've always been there for me. I want to be there for you now. I hope this helps. Love, Taylor. And apparently Ariana's sent like between $500 and $1,000 through Venmo to more than 20 fans who are struggling with the quarantine shutdowns.
Wow.
I mistakenly Venmoed with somebody the other day.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different story.
Yeah, just let them have it.
No. it was their choice to give it back. That's the thing.
Nice. It was a Venmo miracle.
It was a Venmo miracle. Yeah. She gave it back to me. So.
That's not. And she didn't know you?
No.
Wow, you met the one honest person.
I did. It was a Venmo miracle, as Brian said.
I wouldn't have given it back to you.
I know you wouldn't have. That's why I'm so glad,
Brian,
I didn't Venmo
say
you.
That on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. Send her a Christmas card. That'd be nice.
I don't know if I can find her real address, just her Venmo address. I'll just send her nice thoughts occasionally.
I'm going to take a quick shout out here. Okay, Casey, you open for business. What do you do? Where are you?
Hi, my name's Tessa, and I own Sweet Sense Gluten-Free Baked Goods. We're in downtown Plymouth.
Oh, my God. Brian Bell.
Downtown where?
Plymouth.
We're in downtown Plymouth. Yep, so we're all 100% gluten-free.
Oh,
yep, Brian, this is for you.
You're speaking my language, Tessa.
Wait a minute. Did you give me cupcakes one time?
I did.
Oh, my God.
We've met.
That's right, and I went to go drop them off at Brian's.
Guess what? Guess what, Tessa? The gluten-free guy didn't get the gluten-free cupcakes.
What?
So what happened was, it was like on a weekend, and then something happened, and then we ate them. And they were so delicious.
You Venmo
they were the most delicious
cupcakes.
Brian, we'll get you some more cupcakes.
All right.
They were the best cupcakes I've ever had.
Tess, go ahead.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, LBF.
Yeah. All right, what's the name of the place again, Tessa?
It's called Sweet Sense Gluten-Free Baked Goods. We're located in historic downtown Plymouth. We're doing curbside pickup, and we also sell to area stores.
All right.
That's great.
That's good. I'm sorry.
And I can tell you, they are delicious.
Yeah. I saw the name Casey, so I'm sorry, Tessa, but thank you.
No worries.
Okay.
All right,
so
thank you. We love you guys.
Thanks.
Okay. I want to shout out Jim Meineke. Car open in Winchester. Adriana says Adriana's Auto Body. That's in Middleton. Cheryl at Atlantic Poly in Norwood's open as well. So thank you guys for calling and shouting out your business. We'll take more calls throughout the show. 888-410-1057.
I'm really sorry about
you
that.
You are not.
Wow. That was
I tried to drop them off, but you were sleeping.
Oldies and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian 805. Some clouds today in a high near 50. It's good to see some blue out there again, right? That hasn't helped, all the clouds, the doom and gloom. So a little bit better looking day today. Down to 40. Tomorrow, you're going to love it. 57 degrees and sunny.
I'll play this song tomorrow, too.
Yeah, a little Bob Marley. That's all I want you to do with this song. Don't you roll anything.
It's legal.
All right, bye. Super Smart's next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right, love these. Yeah, just take a little break from, Hi, good morning. That's Cheryl, everybody. Hi, Cheryl.
How you doing?
We're good. Cheryl, you're going to play Super Smart in 60 seconds. You live in Ipswich, and you work at Shaw's, right?
I do.
Open for business there, Shaw's?
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely.
Thank you for going to work.
You're very welcome.
I really appreciate you. So,
I think a lot of people do, too. Cashier?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Oh.
I'm going in right after this.
You know, I never thought I would say this, but you guys are on the front line.
Really, true.
Right? I know.
Of this
I know.
Thing. Whoever thought a cashier would be
nobody.
A risk job.
Did you?
Exactly.
Do you have the plastic panels in front of you yet?
Yes, we do.
Oh, good. Okay, that's a little bit better.
Ugh. Right. They've been really good. Every day I go in, there seems to be something different. They keep putting in extra precautions.
Okay.
So that's nice.
Can I ask you the TP question?
Go for it.
Well, do you have TP?
No.
My God, what is going on?
If it comes in in the day, it's gone by noon.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It is insane.
It is. All right, it is crazy.
I'm concerned. We're down to a dozen rolls. Okay. Anyway, Cheryl.
I think bidets for everyone.
Yeah. Are you ready to play Super Smart?
Right.
Cheryl, you ready to play Super Smart?
I certainly am.
All right. It's brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale, windownation.com. Cheryl, we're rooting for you to win $1,000. You get all 10 right. That's what you get, okay?
Okay.
Remember, if you're not sure, say pass. We'll get back to it if we have time. Here we go.
What is 20 plus 20?
40.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon starred in this 1997 movie.
Pass.
What music awards were founded in 1958?
Pass.
Ants don't sleep. True or false?
True.
The city of Pittsburgh is located in which state?
Pennsylvania.
With which sport is Pele associated?
Pass.
What river separates New Hampshire and Vermont?
Oh, pass.
Which,
I know that.
Which TV show used the song Who Are You by The Who as its theme song?
Oh, pass.
How many witches are in a coven?
12.
Who was the 20th president of the United States?
George Bush.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon starred in this 1997 movie.
No.
Oh, my God.
Cheryl, you know what? You should get a Snickers bar. You're just not yourself.
right at the point of purchase.
Yeah, just get a Snickers.
Yep.
You just weren't yourself today, Cheryl. You got stuff on your mind. I could tell because you're gonna know half of these that LBF tells you.
Okay, I know. I'm just nervous.
It happens. All right,
okay.
What she missed?
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon starred in Good Will Hunting.
Yes, I knew that.
The music awards that were founded in 1958, the Grammy Awards. Pele is associated with soccer.
No, that one I didn't know.
Okay.
What river separates New Hampshire and Vermont? The Connecticut River.
Jesus.
The TV show that used the song Who Are You by The Who is CSI. There are 13 witches in a coven. And the 20th president of the United States, James Garfield.
There you go.
Those were hard, though.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right. Well, everybody can make fun of me today, but I'll make it today.
Wait, Cheryl.
No one's allowed to make fun of you today.
I don't want to hear it. Yeah. Cheryl, did you tell everybody to listen?
Oh, yes.
Okay, they're going to make fun of you.
Yeah.
You know what?
You know what? Ask them if they would know any of it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
You know what you can do?
I bet my grandson Preston would. He would have known all of
them. Okay, Preston. Well, he's young. His mind is sharp and fresh.
Right.
Yeah. Unlike ours. But, everyone here leaves with something. How about a $100 gift card to D's Keys Dueling Pianos when things get better?
Oh, You know, I think a really good one would be hand sanitizer and toilet paper.
Well, if you can get us some, then we can give it away.
Yeah. Do you know anybody? Cheryl, thank you.
Thank you very much for letting me have the play. I had a good time.
Well, good. So, again, folks, Cheryl is working at Shaw's. Is it in Ipswich? Is that where you are?
Yep, I'm in Ipswich.
Okay, so there you have it, folks. They're open for business. And if you want to play Super Smart 60 Seconds, just do what Cheryl did. Go to WROR.com, sign up there. And if you think your friends are so super smart.
Yes, they can play online right at WROR.com. And it's multiple choice, so it's a little easier. So if they get things right, you're better.
That's it. All righty.
Thanks, Cheryl. Stay safe.
Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. What movie is that from?
Cocktail.
Yeah, that's right. I knew you'd know that one. Come on. I knew that was low-hanging fruit.
Thank God. Good movie, though.
Tom Cruise. Who is the woman?
Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue.
Our greatest hair in 80s films.
Greatest 80s hair.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh,
it was perfection.
Everything. Bartending for you. Big hair.
Yep.
That's a good movie.
Tom Cruise.
Is it worth watching again?
It's absolutely worth watching.
Are you looking for movies? All right, that's good. See?
Yeah.
Hey, Cheryl just played Super Smart, and she's working at Shaw's in Ipswich.
Yep.
Where they're running low in TP and also Purell.
If you're not there by noon, you're out of luck.
So Purell is in demand now. They've actually kind of come up with a new version of the product.
Oh, really?
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
It's the fragrance that announces there are no viruses on my hands.
Oh, Tempurel.
That distinct bouquet of aloe and rubbing alcohol.
Oh, Tempurel.
For when you want to say, I didn't have time to wash my hands, so I just squirted some of this goop on them.
Oh, Tempurel.
Just one pump and rub briskly in your hands until dry.
Oh, Tempurel.
If you're getting closer than 6 feet, you want to smell antiseptic.
Oh, Tempurel.
Eau de Purell, not available anywhere because everyone's run out.
Oh, what a bummer. But see, it's a new product.
Yeah, I love the smell of Purell in the morning.
Don't you love it
now?
You know what's scary, LBF? If you can't smell it, that's not a good sign.
Oh, that's one of the symptoms.
You lose your sense of smell. So if you can't smell Purell, you know.
Okay, try not to. Panic, everybody.
No, I didn't mean to. Go ahead. Smell your hands now.
Oh, yeah. That's a trick. That's a trick that I will show you in a few minutes.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
LBF, what's coming up? What's cool?
Going gray, Bob?
Not me.
Well, if you're at home and you notice your roots are like, bad.
Yeah.
I have some tips about home coloring.
Wash that gray right out of your hair.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
A little South Pacific in the morning. Wow.
Is that what that is? I had no idea. I thought it was just for men. Okay.
All right. I've got a cool thing that 74 Berkeley students got together and made a pretty cool little collaboration.
That was a lot of talent right there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of talent. And I'm going to tell you why once again... Nana was right. You should do this more often than you're doing it.
Okay.
Nana was right.
Drink Manhattans?
Is that your Nana? Should have known. All right. Help me up. What do you got?
Okay. So one of the sort of side problems with this pandemic is that everything's shut down, including salons. So, you know, gray hair waits for no one. and I'm finding that out very quickly. So what are you going to do? A lot of people...
Wear a hat?
Yeah, you could wear a hat.
Yep.
I'm going to do that, think, for a little bit.
Then we'll know.
Well, yeah, you'll know anyway. Right. But if you're going to get box dye from the drugstore, it's fine. But there are some tips that Jennifer Aniston's hairstylist gave us.
Okay.
Because I trust that man. Mm-hmm. Use semi-permanent for the time being until the salons are open. So you get rid of the gray. You can play around with some red tones. I wouldn't. But have fun with it knowing it's not permanent. And that way your salon will be able to just pick up where they left off.
All right.
And when choosing a shade, opt for a natural base color. You're just tinting it a bit. It's not going to be like going to the salon. You also want it two shades lighter around the hairline, which naturally picks up color differently. So if you're doing light brown, you do dark blonde around the hairline.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying? So you hear what I'm saying?
No. Yeah. Sure.
Whatever. I'm sure somebody hears it.
Yeah, oh my God. Also,
I think she lost us at Jennifer Aniston.
The ladies know what you're talking
about.
Are
root, there are root touch-up sprays that you can use. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna have to try. And also, if you're gonna do it, it helps to have a partner in crime that can get the spots that you're missing.
Who is your partner in crime that's touching your head these days?
Dave's
gonna do that.
I would make
him. I like his style. He is just saying, heck with it. He's all gray.
Yeah.
What's left is gray.
He's distinguished.
He's very distinguished.
Yes, he gets better looking as he gets older. People remind me of that all the time.
They do?
You don't think he'd look distinguished?
What? I'd look distinguished.
With gray hair?
I'd look like Estelle Getty is what I'd look like.
She'd look extinguished.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we don't look extinguished.
Did you light your hair on fire? Very gray at the end.
All right. Let's hear some talented people now.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
No, I didn't. No, I
we
didn't.
Had, no,
really
well, because, you know, that video that went around last week with Gal Gadot, and that got a lot of, you know. Okay,
negative attention.
Yeah. These guys, they're students at Berkeley. Shelby Rassler put this all together. She's a senior at Boston Conservatory at Berkeley.
Yes.
And she got the whole orchestra together, 74 students and faculty.
Wow.
And they crafted together this version of What the World Needs Now.
There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine.
Go listen, Lord, if you want to know.
You put on our website?
Yeah, you really, to see the whole video, go to WROR.com, and it's impressive to see the split screen with like 74. There's the cellos over there, and it's amazing.
There's an accordion. Who knew?
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's a really good song,
nice job.
Too.
You just love Burt Bacharach.
I have the Burt Bacharach station on my Sonos.
wow. Does she know the mic's on?
I think she does.
Okay, good.
I like Burt Bacharach.
He's romantic.
I know the way to San Jose.
Yeah. Ding it. That's good to know. You ever think of calling in the show from there?
Wow.
You know the way.
Okay.
All right, LBF. That's what we find very endearing about you.
My terrible taste in music?
Yes. Burt Bacharach, Barry Manilow throwdown.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good afternoon.
Nana was right. Nana was right. End your day with a hot bath. Yes, take a bath. Here's why. There's more benefits than just relaxation. It also will lower your risk of heart disease and stroke, according to a new study.
We're all taking a bath these days.
Get it? Yeah, not that kind of bath. You draw a nice hot bath tonight. Put whatever it works in, bubbles, whatever you want to do.
Bubbles.
Go Bubbles.
Remember Mr. Bubble? I loved him.
He was disappointing. He never really bubbled like his, you know.
Like he should have?
Like he should have.
Well, he bubbled for me, Bob.
Wow. All right. 28% lower risk of heart disease. 26%. Should I just stop or you're... No, 26% lower risk of stroke by getting in with Mr. Bubbles. Okay, get in there. It's going to be good for your blood pressure.
All right.
All right? And remember to always, always wash your hands, okay? That's the idea. If you can't bath, do this.
Wash your hands, do-do-do-do-do, wash your hands, do-do-do-do-do, wash your hands, do-do-do-do-do, wash your hands. Grab some soap, do-do-do-do-do, grab some soap, do-do-do-do-do, grab some soap, do-do-do-do-do, grab some soap. Rub your hands.
Yep, you're going to be singing that all day long.
I am, right. Thank you.
All right.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's the Go-Go's. Don't go anywhere. Somebody's going to win $500 today at work in the 2 o'clock hour. My buddy J-Bo Jones is going to play Steve Perry, Oh Sherry.
Oh Sherry.
$500.
He used his real girlfriend in that video. I remember that, Steve Perry.
That was his real girlfriend?
I think so.
Wow.
I remember when I was a kid.
That's a fun factoid there. I didn't know that.
I mean, it could be wrong, but.
They didn't read that on pop-up videos one time?
Yeah, like a pop-up. Exactly. Pop-up videos.
I miss pop-up videos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Sherry. She could have been Sherry Perry.
She could have been Sherry Perry.
Didn't want to go that way.
That's bad.
Yeah. All right. So today we've decided to let businesses do shout-outs. Let us know you're open for business. We talked to David Greekwood from Eddie V's in Burlington earlier, and it got us to thinking, well, let's do more, right?
Yeah, and we have our Operation Gift Card at WROR.com. Could I give a buddy of mine
a
shout-out?
Because sure.
Actually, there's a bunch of people I know that work over at WB Mason,
yep,
and they deliver stuff here to our building. They're actually doing residential delivery now.
Whoa.
So you can get your, you know, paper supplies, perhaps.
A lot of crafts. A lot of drawing going on in my house.
You can only do it in the W.B. Mason commercial voice.
That's, ooh, about W.B. Mason?
That's right.
Oh, my God. Do you have all the commercials
He's
in
got
your
all
head?
Well,
a lot of them, yeah.
All right, let's do
this. That's why I can't get another job. This is all I can do.
But you do it well, Brian.
Thanks.
So we've asked folks, hey, let us know if you're open for business. 888-410-1057. We've heard from some more people that are open for business. We start with Roy. Roy from, is it the cheese store or cheese shop?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hey, Roy.
Yes, Roy from Harry's Cheese in Boston.
Harry's Cheese in Boston.
That's correct.
Where is that?
It's in Haymarket, right now on Blackstone Street, where the fish cuts are.
Oh,
yum.
You have some Red Leicester?
Yeah.
Stilton?
Gouda.
Gruyere?
Blue cheese.
Jarlsberg.
Okay,
Lancashire.
He's Harry's. White Stilton.
Danish
Blue.
All right, we got cheese.
Double gloss.
Harry's Cheese Shop right in Haymarket.
Yeah, you don't have a great connection, but we'll get the word out for you. Thank you.
Roquefort.
Okay. I love Roquefort and a bagel.
Oh, yeah, it's
thank
good.
You. All right, Tammy.
Sage Derby.
You open for business?
Yes.
All right, give your business a shout out.
It's Leominster Taxi.
Oh.
Leominster Taxi, okay.
We also do, if people need milk delivered to them or a pack of cigarettes, we do that. We do charge a little.
I love how you think. Pack of cigarettes.
Booze.
Whatever. That's
all right,
great.
Leominster Taxi. Thank you, Tammy. All right, we have Jerry.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Good morning. What is your business?
I work for Peace Management. We are a facilities management company, so we go into restaurants and we take care of all of their needs, from fixing their tiles to cabinet doors.
Oh.
We also do cleaning and painting.
Mm.
So while some companies may not be open, we can still get in there and help you guys out.
That's great. Give us the name of the business again and where and your location.
We're Peace Management. That's P-I-E-C-E, and we're in Wilmington, Massachusetts.
All awesome. Right. Great. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
You take
Thank
care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Tish, you open for business?
We're open for business.
What is it?
We're in Rehoboth, Mass. We have farm-raised beef, pork, lamb, goat.
What's the name of your business?
And the Homestead Farm Market.
Oh,
nice.
So just if the best way to do it is go to Homestead Farm Rehoboth, and you can see the pictures on web. We deliver.
Oh.
We have certain hours for elderly, and we give out free products to those in Rehoboth, that, you know, the elderly people that need stuff.
That's a really good one. So we are definitely going to give you a shout-out. Thank you for checking in, Tish.
Thank you.
Good luck. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You too.
Arlene.
Hello.
You open for business?
Good morning.
Morning. What's your business?
We are a laundromat.
Okay.
Oh.
And we do all kinds of laundry. We're open 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And especially we have the giant machines for your quilts and anything else, your blankets and that need maybe some extra cleaning with all this going on.
Yeah. You should clean your sheets at least once a week these days.
Yeah.
At least once a week. Nothing better than clean
so
sheets.
We are open.
All right. That's good to know. It's a good place for singles to meet.
Yeah. 6 feet apart, Bob. 6 feet
Not
apart.
Not only that, some seniors, too.
growing out there.
You had to make it creepy.
Yeah, exactly. Are these your panties?
Oh, God.
It's good to laugh, though.
Just making it creepy. Arlene, I apologize.
Thanks, Arlene.
I apologize.
Thank you. Have a great day.
But
you know, you two. I mean, she didn't get a chance to say the place of business.
Oh, yeah,
that's not our fault. Yeah. Isn't that your job?
Good point, LBF.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. You know, and she said seniors can meet there as well.
Right. Okay.
I like it. All right, real quick, let's say hi to Leanne.
No time to date, Bob. No time to date.
That is true, isn't it? For later. All right, Leanne, what is your business? Where are you located?
Wheelhouse Diner in North Quincy.
Wheelhouse Diner, North Quincy. You're open for takeout, I assume?
We are. We're also on Uber, and we're delivering during the coronavirus.
Oh, great. Okay.
I miss omelets.
Yeah. Do you have a good tuna melt?
Yeah.
God,
we do.
Oh.
Albacore?
We have a full menu all day.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, Albacore.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. My choice of cheese?
Yeah. You can have a burger at 7 in the morning, or you can have bacon and eggs at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like it. That's Leanne.
Yeah, you're speaking his language.
Wheelhouse Diner. Wheel on over. It's in Quincy. Thank you, Leanne. Okay, you take care.
Thanks, you too.
All right, that's great. So, yeah, a lot of folks are open for business. And if you are, you want to give a quick shout-out anytime. 888-410-1057. Let the folks know listening. There are a lot of people that are open, and you might not know.
Right.
All right. Audi of Stratham, New Hampshire is open, Maggie says. Also, Nick says Aubuchon Hardware and Air is open as well for whatever kind of hardware you need.
Cool.
There you go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. All right, real quick, Paul, give your business a shout-out.
Hi, this is Paul from Uber Checkered Cab. We're here, and we're available if you need us.
Look at that. Checkered Cab and
cool.
Uber.
All right.
Pick up, delivery, whatever you want, right?
Yes, sir. We deliver stuff if they need it, so give a call, and we can figure it out.
You'll actually deliver stuff?
Sometimes, yep.
That's nice to know.
Yep. Oh my! Yeah, it's helpful.
Yeah. You could have delivered the eggplant to my mother-in-law because I went yesterday.
Yeah.
Could have been there.
Really, Bob?
She didn't want to see. She didn't want to see me either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that was before coronavirus.
No.
Wow. Thanks.
Yeah, no. I just left it on her stoop and rang the bell and ran. So anyway, thanks, Paul. Woburn Checkered.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye bye. Yeah. She would have loved to have seen me.
Keep telling yourself that.
All right. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Billy Joel classic. We didn't start the fire at 7:12. You know, all morning long we've been taking calls from some businesses that are open. They want to get the word out. It's been great. It's the least we could do to get, you know, that's what we have. We have a big radio station with a big speaker. So we're putting it to use to kind of do our part. So we have another person online with a business they want to shout out. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. What's your business?
It's 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric, and we are open 24 hours a day.
That's important.
Yes, it is.
How do they find you? How do folks find you? Your website?
On our website, it's call128.com, and we serve the North Shore, Merrimack Valley, and Greater Boston. We have an $89 heating or AC tune-up right now.
All right.
That is really a good deal. Well, good.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Hello, Lindsay. Yeah, we've heard from so many folks, so that's great.
Yeah, can I give a shout-out to somebody?
Yeah.
To Jay Pigeon, who runs the Shell station on 138 in Canton Stoughton Line.
Yeah.
And he's a listener, and he's open. He has to. It's usually 24 hours, but they have to close 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., but he's open from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m., so if you have any of those last-minute needs, go right there.
Yeah, sure. I think a lot of places might be doing that. My guy at Cumbie said they might have to shut down on the overnight now, too, so heads up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a staffing issue? Or
no, I think they're just trying to, like, minimize the
Canton Milton Line. Sorry about that one.
That's right. What's the name of it again?
It's just the Shell station right on the Canton Milton Line, where I sometimes get my gas.
That's good.
173 this morning.
No way.
Yeah, one of those stations, because there's, like, a cluster of them. I drove by. I wanted to take a picture for the woman who didn't believe me. That was earlier this
Who's
week.
That?
You know who you are.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Okay.
Where did you see that, Brian?
It's true. She called. She's like, I didn't see that. I'm like, I did.
Yeah, she called you out.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Hey, don't forget, today, J-Bo Jones is going to play Steve Perry. Oh, Sherry, in the 2 o'clock hour. That's when you want to be caller 15 for $500. That's how it works. But you have our number, don't you?
Yes, it's 888 888- 410-1057.
It used to be caller 15 when you hear Steve Perry.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. More hits. More variety.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.